Today I want to talk to you. I put a quote in today's. He's gonna play. I put a quote in today's description, and the quote is from Ian McLaren, a 19th century Scottish playwright and poet. And he wrote, "Be kind to everyone you meet, because everyone is carrying a heavy burden." Let me say that again. Be kind to everyone you meet, because everyone you meet is carrying a heavy burden. You know, I once saw a commercial. Actually, I think it was a promotional announcement for a church. And in this promotional announcement, it showed people like outdoors back when we could be outdoors. Outdoors at a coffee shop in like a mall, something like that. Lots of people milling about, walking about, working, etc. Now he thinks I'm just going to play with him. So lots of people milling about and playing, etc. But then it began to show thought bubbles over their heads. And it showed what they were worried or stressed about. And what you noticed was a couple of things. Number one, everyone had something that they were stressed about. And everybody had something that was stressing them that was different slightly from the stressor that everyone else has. I often think about this. And you know, when you talk about enlightenment, etc., living in the now, mindfulness, they're all kind of the same. They all come from a lack of walking around with this specter in your head, this worry, this fear, this stressor in your head. So now, let's talk about the idea of stress. I'm almost positive, and I was looking it up just as we started, but it was Alfred Adler. Somebody will help me if I'm incorrect. Who came up with the concept of stress, and I believe it was in the 1930s, and he did not use the word stress. He used distress and eustress. Let me say that again. One of those words we still use today quite a bit, one of those we don't, and it's the other one that I want to talk about. There's distress, which is what he talked about, and eustress. Now, what we have picked up is to only talk about the distress part, and call it stress, which is the mental angst that we feel. That those thought bubbles that were floating over people's heads, those were literal, take this in for a minute, don't shoot me, those were literal choices. They were making mental choices to follow that particular line. Now, that's not to say there was not some major causality, some huge trigger, something that consumed them, like a spouse leaving, or the death of an animal, or something just made them, you know, hold on to this. Okay, so it is true. The point is, we are all already carrying, in addition to the thought stressors that we have, because all stress is mental stress, and that's what I wanted to get to about the Ian McLaren quote, and that is that all stress is mental stress. Teddy has no mental stress. Okay, all stress is mental stress, because it's based on what we are thinking about the possible outcome, or we are ruminating about the past or grieving. So again, we can slice this super thin, but there is distress, which is what we think about. I'm in distress about something. I don't know about you, but it's like I've almost always got something I'm focusing on. I realize it just touched my face after the dog and everything else. I've almost always got something I'm focusing on, something that it's your next big task. We all do. The question is, are we sitting around and are we stressing about? Now, so we've always got distress of some kind. All of us do. And we also have what is called eustress, E-U, which means beneficial stress, all right? I'm actually going to get to that more in a moment. But during this time of a global pandemic, we are all under greater stress than normal. There are people being killed by something that is invisible, that could be around us, that could be, and that the people who are carrying it to us could be showing absolutely no symptoms, anything like that, and yet it could potentially kill us, and it is certainly killing other people. That is an enormous amount of communal stress, societal stress, that is being added on to the distress that we probably still carry. So for example, for me, right now, it's time to pay my taxes. So I've got to figure out exactly how I'm going to pay them, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I've got the money. It's just figuring everything out and doing everything properly. But that's on my mind right now, right? I'm sure you've got something. Everyone you meet, as Ian McLaurin said, is carrying a heavy burden. So number one, we need to develop compassion for the fact that everyone is carrying a heavy burden. Number two, we need to understand that we ourselves are carrying a heavy burden, not only in the form of this distress that is in our minds, but more importantly, with the coronavirus, the distress that's in our mind, but also what is known as our allostatic load. Whoa, what is that? Everybody has one. You have an allostatic load. I have an allostatic load. It's interesting. My brother Dave is with me, with us this morning watching, because I was going to talk a bit about this. Your allostatic load often comes into your life in childhood or in major traumas during your life, but most often in your childhood. In my childhood, there was a lot of yelling, very little love, a lot of hitting, a lot of criticism, a lot of being bad, etc., etc. And as a result, my allostatic load, that means that my... Teddy, you're proving me wrong. I said to everybody, all you want to do is sleep. Now all you want to do is play. My allostatic load is high. See, Teddy sees it, okay? My daily allostatic load tends to be high. That's why it's so important for me to do things to keep my allostatic load down. Now, a lot of people do things to quell their allostatic load, like taking daily antidepressants and things like that and all that. That is a thing. Some people use medical marijuana. There are various ways to try and lower your allostatic load. But first, you've got your allostatic load. Then on top of that, you pile your distress, which we tend to think of as just stress, which is a combination of what's going on in your life that's stressing you and society as well. And right now, society is super stressed. And then you've got your eustress. So... I feel like we've pretty well walked that dog around the block. So let's talk about now how during this time of being quarantined, we can limit the amount of stress that we feel. Let me connect with everybody one more time. Hello, Heather Ganberg. She says, hello, Teddy. Gail says, hello. Mark is with us, as I said. Luana says, nah, nay. Brazil here again. Great to see you. Thank you for being with us every morning. I'm so honored. You can probably hear that they are emptying the dumpsters outside, right? Daniel says hello. Dipu says hello from Kerala, India. Somebody was asking me where in India you were from, Dipu, and I told them, stay tuned. Tammy Boatwright says, good morning. Love sweet, seeing sweet Teddy. There we go. I told you he's the star of the show. Be like Teddy, exactly. Teddy says 99% of what we fear, fret, and stew about never actually happens. Worry is our world's worst time waster. Don't worry, be happy, don't stress. There you go. Good morning, Dave, says Tammy. Yes, it's interesting. My brother's on, and Dave and, of course, Tammy know one another because Tammy and I went to high school, and I'm going to try this because I want to make sure I can. Do it. Here we go. And everybody switch to this and get rid of this. And I'm going to congratulate once again, Jeannie. Where's her name? There it is. Baker. Jeannie Baker simply shared my jumpstart from yesterday. I do these live from 8 a.m. to approximately 8:20 every morning, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Join me live, watch me later in your Facebook stream news feed. And all you got to do is click share. And if you click share before noon today, Eastern time, that's in the next 3.5 hours, you're automatically entered to win a Will Bowen brand tumbler. How about that? So I am back. I'm getting so good at this software. So now let's go to what we can do to lessen our load. And we're going to cover that eustress I told you about just a few minutes ago. How can we limit our stress? Let's bring Teddy back. Let's talk about this. Number one, we can meditate. Now, I did an entire 3-day jumpstart series about a week ago. That's the thing. Go back through this page, through facebook.com/Will Bowen. Go back through this page and you can watch, or you can go to my blog, willbowen.com/blog. And there you can watch previous episodes of my jumpstarts. And I did 3 full days on meditation, but let me just give you some of the highlights, okay? You are naturally hardwired to meditate. And I'll tell you this, because all of us find ourselves sometimes doing kind of what Teddy is doing right now, and that is this. Watch me. You've seen yourself and other people do this. It's kind of like your video is frozen. You know what I mean? Seriously. And it's like we just shut down for a second. We look off and what you are doing is actually meditating. You are raising your alpha wave in that moment. It is natural for human beings to do it. That's number one. It's natural. Number two, it's easy. It's simple, but it is not easy. It is the one thing that your mind is going to fight you even more than exercise. If you can get yourself to the gym, that's difficult. If you can get yourself to sit down and meditate, that's even more difficult. And yet it is far more important, and it will help you get to the gym to exercise. It is simple, but it is not easy. All you got to do is get a candle, stare at it, and say, I am breathing fully in as you inhale, and I am breathing out as you exhale. So one of the greatest reducers of distress in our lives is meditation. Go back and watch the previous jump starts if you want more. And I also did an entire 15-minute meditation on the last day of the meditation series. So go back and watch that. The second thing is exercise. I cannot say that enough. This is not the time to exercise less when you're inside. It's the time to exercise more. My ex-wife and I created a program called InBlissDeluxe.com. InBlissDeluxe, it is actually an online yoga program with hundreds of all levels of yoga. Just a moment, InBlissDeluxe. Oh, you know what? I want to give you the right URL, InBlissDemo.com. Because by getting that InBliss demo, you get 30 days free. So, wait. About to hit the wrong thing. Don't want to do that. Let me just hit return. There we go. InBliss demo. I remember when my daughter Leah was little, people are always making excuses about exercise. As a person who did that for years, I can tell you, people are always making excuses about exercise. There is every single level, Dave says, good morning, Tammy. There is every single level right there of yoga that you can use. And as Men's Health Magazine said, and the same is true for women, if you only do one type of exercise, it should be yoga, okay? So check that out. There are other things. As I told you, I'm doing push-ups. I started out at 15, wrote sets of 15. I'm up to sets of 30. I'm getting stronger during this time, and you can too. And the more important thing is you need to get your heart rate up. I notice a number of people are scared to sweat. If you're not sweating, you're not exercising. You need to get that level and be okay with that. Get that level of exercise of by sweating, okay? So I'm going to read everybody's comments here and catch us up. And then I'm going to close with the third secret that I wanted to share with you this morning. There we go. Mark says, Charlie says, my mom says, worry works. What we worry about doesn't happen. Oh my gosh, Charlie, that's awesome, Possum. That is so succinct and I love it. I don't believe your mom said it. I think you came up with it. There it is, Cynthia. Just never talked about. Thanks for sharing. Eustress. We're going to get into it. As a psychiatric nurse, I look after the walking worried. Oh, you guys are on fire today. Dave again said good morning to Tammy. Lewin Nye says, as a foreigner, I'm also learning something new here. Even vocabulary. I've never heard about the vocabulary allostatic load. Learning something new every day with you. So great. Thanks a million. You know what's so funny? Is it because I wear trifocals, but right now I'm wearing contacts? I'm still leaning my head back to read. Lynn Ballone says, oddly, I watched part 3 of Eliminating Stress just this morning. It's under your Dharma Talks. That's true. Remember, I've got over 500 videos in willbowenvideos.com. It's my Facebook, YouTube channel. And every time I add something to it, I'll update you. So there we go. Big Charlie says, at risk of being shunned, I find that Teddy increased my load and ability to listen. Please don't hate me. Nah, it's okay. Love, Bliss. I shared it with my husband, who has been watching Fox News 24/7 and just did an online doctor visit to have his blood pressure medication refilled. Yeah, there you go. I'm wondering if when you go in for high blood pressure, maybe they should take your phone and remove all of your news apps first, and then you have to come back in 30 days and they'll check you. Mireille says, bonjour, bonjour back. Denise, I am exchanging exercise in place of my drive time. Good for you. Good for you, good for you, good for you. So now let's close out with you stress. And I noticed, who was it that said it above and said it so well? There it is, Cynthia. E-U stress. E-U stress. U stress means beneficial stress. Now, your beneficial stress can also be bad official stress. U stress can be beneficial in that it can make you happy. It can give you a sense of purpose, and that's what it's designed to do. However, if you're not doing what you're designed to do, it's going to give you bad stress, distress. And here's what I mean. He is like a limp rag. He likes to be like by my chip. Watch it. Here we go. He actually wants to be on the bed. So, oops, he's playing. You stress. Here's the deal. Right, there's distress. Distress is as a result of the things that are happening in our life and what we tell ourselves about those things in our heads. That's probably the best summary I can come up with. It's what distress is, what's going on in our lives or has gone on in our lives, because it includes our allostatic load, and more importantly, it's what we tell ourselves about those events in our head. Eustress is about our purpose. It comes down to this idea that each one of us has a divine purpose to live out in this world, that we are alive here in this time, at this time, to do something, and it's always in service of other people. Now, it's always, number one, in service of other people, and number two, we have to love it and look forward to it. That's how to know if you're doing it. Number one, you love it and you look forward to it. And number two, it's in the service of other people. I've been telling all of my friends, because as many of you know, I've got hundreds of daily jump starts. And I used to sit down in a little studio setting, kind of like what I've got now. And I would record 20 at a time, and then I was done for the month. But you know what? I never connected and was plugged in with you all like I am now. Reading your comments, being real time with you. And I wake up every day excited about this. So it's serving other people and I love doing it. Now, we're going to cover more. Let me look back down at some of your reviews. Instead of 30 minutes, I do an hour. Great of exercise. It lowers your blood pressure. Yes, you do. Thank you, Will, says Mary. Daniel Byrne is here. Great to see you, Daniel. Lova says, love your chats during these times. Gail says, I love helping people in need. Well, let's get back to that, and then we're going to close out. And that is that make sure you're handling your distress while you are in this time of quarantine. Meditate. You will never, ever, and by the way, meditate and exercise. And if you wait until you feel like it, you will never, ever, ever, ever do it. I have been meditating and I have been exercising, and every single day it's like hauling yourself to do it. But you focus on how you feel after, not before, after. and try and get it done as quickly as possible, as early as possible. Meditate and exercise. Handle your distress during this time of COVID-19. Then handle your eustress and ask yourself, am I doing what I love and am I in service to people? Now, let's say you've got a secure government job working for the county or the city or the state, or you know, you're working for a big company, and you have to, and you ask yourself that question and you go, am I doing what I love? And you go, not really. It's got good benefits, it pays the bills. Will, are you telling me that I should quit my job and go do what I love? And my answer to that is definitely maybe. Maybe. If the timing is right, if it feels like something you want to do, if you're willing to take the risk, if there's an opportunity, check it out. Spend some time unfolding and unpacking what it is you're meant to be and what it is that brings you the greatest joy and service of people. And it doesn't mean you have to do it all the time, and it doesn't mean that you have to make it your vocation. It can be your avocation. You don't have to do it for a living. It can be something you do part-time. My good friend Lynn Dells works at Island Dolphin Care down here in Key Largo. Now, when everything opens up and you can come back, you need to go to Island Dolphin Care. It is a place that uses dolphins to work with disabled children and adults who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, specifically veterans, okay? So it is a place that serves other people. And Lynn is there one day a week giving tours. That's it, one day a week. But she gets so much out of that one day a week that it carries her for the rest of the week. So don't feel like to get to live your purpose and to reduce your eustress that you need to just quit your job and follow your bliss, you know? I'm not saying you should follow your bliss. Make sure that you've got an exit strategy and an entry strategy and take your time. Because who knows? I've seen so many people say, oh, my greatest thing is to do this. And then they found out they don't like it, all right? Got a meeting. See you tomorrow, says Denise. Yeah, it's time for us to more than wrap up. I don't know how we ran so long. Thank you for the videos on YouTube. Watching it has helped me a lot. Yeah, go in there and binge watch those videos. Love your chats, says Lova. Gail says, I love helping people. We covered that. Vladislav, hello, good morning. Listen, all of you, thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you for giving me a chance to release my eustress. I get off these every morning in so much of a good mood. And thank you to all of you who continue to share these on a daily basis so that we get more and more and more viewers. And remember, when you share, we're about to run out of them, I found out. So we may do another share prize coming up soon. But just share this video in the next few hours and you are automatically entered to win a Will Bowen brand. All right? Everybody have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. Enjoy today. And remember, stress is normal, and it's also up to you to work to get rid of it within yourself. Enjoy today. See you tomorrow.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free